Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Commander's Call for the 23rd day of May, year 2018. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. And before we get into the meat of the discussion tonight, we do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. And today these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. If I have any of my kinsmen over in the United Kingdom listening, Shumai to my Welsh kinsmen and welcome. This is a new format, so we know it's going to take a little while for everybody to get used to it and to get the word out there. We're doing the best we can. But I think in the long run, this could end up working very, very well for a platform to have open discussions and talk about the not only the truth of the Bible, but just the truth in general about what's going on today in this crazy mixed up world that we're finding ourselves in. And so pretty much the commander's calls will be for discussion as a meeting. Much like a Robert's Rules type meeting where we'll try to have a loose agenda to accomplish. Today, of course, being as we're going into Pentecost, that will be probably the title, though we're going to talk about a lot more than just the day of Pentecost. As a reference, anybody that has their Bibles handy, it's in Acts chapter 2 where the discussion of the 50th day, which is what the Greek word Pentecoste means, 50 days from Passover, which is the harvest in ancient Palestine. That is the harvest time of the wheat. I believe barley as well, but definitely for the wheat. It was right about this time in May. Now, there's other grains that harvest is months away yet, but wheat and barley, and I believe the lentils, were in May. So this was their thanks, if you will, Thanksgiving, first Thanksgiving of a harvest, and then, of course, Tabernacles would be the second. So, but anyways, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about the fasting and prayer that happened today. We hope folks could participate. We know we were contacted by quite a few folks, and they said they were going to join us today in reaching out to our Father. We hope everybody could. And if you couldn't, Father still hears your prayers. So we don't want to be pharisaical about it. But we just thought added emphasis with a day of fasting would put some more muscle behind those pleas to our Father for a way out of this mess. I mean, it's just amazing what's going on. I'm reading report after report after report that there's a showdown going on. And we're still in that twilight zone where we're not sure who's doing what to whom. So far, it's a lot of talk. They're saying that some of the major players have been called out and they're going to go down. We sure hope that's the truth. But until we see people either hanging from the end of ropes or in orange jumpsuits in prisons, we just don't know, do we? And that's why I'm continuing to tell the folks to stay on their guard. Yahweh, through the scriptures and through the prophets, told us many times that the kingdom will come in through violence by the hand of His people. Now, if the white hats that are supposedly doing all the things that are being talked about on the alternative media are actually doing them, do they represent Yahweh's elect? Do they represent His people? I don't know. I don't know who they are. So how do you answer that question? So once again, now is not a time for sitting back on our laurels. Now is definitely a time for vigilance. That would be a call to all of our people, because this thing could turn 180 degrees in an instant, in a day. Actually, it could happen in an hour. So, again, be prepared. As we've talked about on the program many times, over the years look at this as a military operation, and most of my guests that had military backgrounds said the same thing, that when you're in a position like this, you want to prepare as a soldier prepares, which means what? Beans, bullets, and bandages. You want to have your essentials on hand, because not only are we looking at some major earth changes right now with the big storm coming up through the Gulf of Mexico, Hawaii is still being pounded, and I just heard tonight that there's some serious concern about Yellowstone. Now, Yellowstone Park out in the Midwest is a volcano. It's been dormant for a very, very long time, but it is a huge volcano. The caldera, from what I was told, spans approximately four states of the Midwest. So that's huge. If that thing blows its top, one article I read said it would leave 11 inches of silt over the entire North American continent, which it would definitely disrupt everything at that point. So, you know, we've got all these things going on while we have the geopolitical nonsense going on as well. So we do have a lot to keep our minds on and stay vigilant about. For any first-time callers, I do want to remind you, if you have a comment and or a question, please feel free to join in. This is just not just a soapbox for me. And to do that, if you're on a website, you go to the little Q&A, which stands for questions and answers button. And when you push that, it'll put you in the queue and let me know that you want to say something. And then when I unmute your mic, you can speak. If you're on a phone, you just press star 6 and then select option 1. So just star 6, and as soon as it asks you for an option, just press 1. You don't have to wait for the whole spiel. Just press 1 right away, and then that'll put you in the queue as well. So anyway, we have all these things going on. Certainly due diligence on our part as to watch out. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. There's still some flack over my departure from Eurofolk Radio. And I do want to remind people that I have not listened to any of these shows where people are denouncing and denigrating me and the guest I had on last week. But from what I'm hearing, it's pretty bad. And what I find very strange is that one individual doesn't know me at all, and yet he feels free to cast aspersions on me. He doesn't know me at all. So that tells me what he is. And the other two individuals are behaving outside the biblical law that says when you have a bone of contention with a brother, you're to approach the brother in private. That's right there, plain black and white in Scripture. It also makes common sense. My father taught me that when I was a boy on the farm. You praise in public and you criticize in private. He did that his whole life as a supervisor for Owens Corning, and I did it my whole life working in the power plants and in the U.S. military. And guess what? It's common sense, and it works. The people that have work for you and with you in those situations very much appreciate the fact that you praise in public and you criticize in private. But it's a biblical concept. And I believe as we try to bring the family of Yahweh back together that we should be paying attention to not only what common sense tells us, but what the Scripture very plainly says. And that is how you handle disputes, all right? So we had a dispute. Personally, I didn't think it was justified, first of all, because it's my program. I can have any guest on I want. I've had plenty of guests on, and we had no idea what their backgrounds were. And the fact that Dr. Gale came on and somebody decided to make a bone of contention over her Keys to Ascension website, we did not mention that site on the air. We did not discuss that aspect of her healing processes. we were simply talking about naturopathic versus allopathic healing and the new technology in such things as Beamer technology, which comes from Europe, and what it can do to help people. That's it. That was it, plain and simple. And we've had tons of guests. I've had thousands of guests over the years. And I'm going to guarantee you none of them, or I shouldn't say none of them, but a lot of them do not follow what we call identity. And yet nobody disputed the truth of what they were saying. So I don't know where this contention comes from. And I did not pick this fight. It was presented to me by the accusations and the defamation of character that's been going on with no evidence whatsoever. None of these people bothered to call me to get a clarification. Nobody bothered to call Dr. Gale and find out any clarification, because that website that they use as a reference was not updated since 2014. I know people that have changed a lot since 2014. So did anybody bother to call and get a current situation as far as that aspect? And again, that was not part of the program. So this is where I am completely befuddled as to why people felt that they needed to make this an issue. So, but anyway, that's where that stands. I'm completely disappointed in the behavior of what are supposed to be three elders of our people who are supposed to be cream of the crop, and they behave in this manner. I don't understand it. I find it to be disheartening at best. I'm trying to get some stuff on my screen here. So I'm hoping everybody understands. I've had a lot of positive feedback, though. I do want to say that there's been a lot of the folks that have known me for quite some time that have contacted me. They're actually as angry as I am, and they are very disappointed as I am. And quite a few have said that they're actually glad that I'm striking off on my own yet again, because most of my nearly 19 years on this platform have been going it my own way anyway. I wanted to join because I was invited to EFR to just kind of like bring a group together in a sense of unity, which I thought was a good idea. However, this is the second time that I've been through this situation where I've been castigated by folks that I thought were friends and brothers over issues that really should not have been issues. For instance, most of us do not go on their radio program and use it as a platform to show our disagreement with what they're talking about. That's just not the way you're supposed to do it. It's free speech, isn't it? I thought that's what we represent anyway. So anyway, that's the situation with that. I don't have any plans of going back to Eurofolk Radio anytime soon. So we're going to try this out for a while. And we will also look into making short educational videos that will be uploaded. So we're at this point taking suggestions from the brethren as to what they would like to see in these little short educational videos. And what I would like to do is open it up for anybody that has a particular item that they need either further explanation on or want some further study on. If they would send me an email at BYD, which stands for By Yahweh's Design, bydpastordan@yahoo.com. You send that to me. I'll do some research and put a video together and then put it up on the BitChute website, which is much more friendly to our type of material than YouTube or JuTube. And then make that available with a link on the pastordan.net website for folks that might want to go there and watch the video and get some, hopefully get some good material from it. Right now we have a little 9-minute video I just threw together as a sample discussing eudaios, the Greek word eudaios. And if you get a chance to go to BitChute and take a look at that, then you can give me some feedback. So again, this is an open forum for the house of Jacob, who was later named Israel. This is your platform as well as mine. And our goal has always been from day one to get the truth out there as best as we can. None of us agree on every topic 100%. That's never going to happen. And so we have to learn the biblical precepts about how do you handle disputes amongst the brethren. Okay, now we've got a lot of people say they follow the word, and yet every opportunity they get, they disobey what the word says. And just as we talked about, it makes it very clear that when you have a dispute, you're to go privately to the people involved. And if you need to take a witness with you when you approach the brother or sister, well, then take a witness. But you approach them first privately. Makes common sense to see if you can resolve whatever the issue is there. And then if that doesn't work, then you bring a larger audience, so to speak, maybe some other elders, and try once again. But you don't go to a public forum for your airing out your dirty laundry, as they say in some circles. That's not the way to handle it. All right, that's completely out of order. So we need to keep that in mind because we're going to have disputes. You know, the old saying, it's easy to be friends when you're in total agreement. It's easy. Anybody can get along with anybody else when you're in, quote, agreement. It's when you reach disagreements you find out the mettle of the people you're dealing with. How do you handle your disagreements? And that goes for relationships as far as men and women and in families as well. Same thing, okay? It's easy when everybody's got plenty of money, plenty of time, feeling good. Everybody seems to be behaving properly. Well, that's easy. What happens when there's a dispute? What happens when somebody slaps you upside the cheek, as the scriptures say? What happens when somebody offends you? Do we do the forgiving 70 times 7? Do we turn the cheek? Or do we just go on the assault and attack? Well, I'm here to tell you, living as long as I've lived, I've seen what happens when that second option is used of going on the attack. It generally doesn't end well. It really doesn't. So let's try to keep that in mind as we go forward. If things go south with everything happening in Washington and the country and actually even in the world, because the economic situation is not getting any better, some of the more trusted sites that I get information from are talking about a serious downturn in the economy in the very near future. I don't know about where you're at, but gasoline prices are creeping up there yet again. And generally, all commodities are creeping up in price. So we are on the verge of something happening rather large in scale, regardless of what Trump's all about, regardless of the QAnon posts, the different other channels that are talking about things happening in the country and in Washington. So all we know for sure is that, again, we're on the precipice of something major happening. So we need to be on our guards. Absolutely. Stay on our guard and keep our vigilance and an open eye, much as Gideon when he took the men down by the creek and he took the men into battle that went down for that drink of water and they brought the water up to their lips instead of sticking their head down in the creek where they wouldn't be able to see the enemy coming up over the horizon. So I'd say that's a word to the wise for us at this time, to keep our eyes on the horizon, and as the military say, people say, keep your weapons at the ready, and pay attention to what's going on. I do know that we're being bombarded also. Signals, they could be coming from some of these towers, I don't know, but I'm getting a lot of feedback that there is some sort of microwave technology being used. People are getting serious ringing in the ears, Some people are even saying that there's thoughts or words that are popping into their head and they're not even sure where they're coming from. I know there are a lot of people say that this sounds like it's crazy, but is it? Is it really? I mean, look at the stuff that's been revealed over the past year. 2-3 years ago, most people would have said that's crazy. And yet we're finding out just how evil and corrupt this system is. So something is going on. I've talked to an awful lot of people suffering from depression, a lethargic, a lethargy, kind of worn out, battle weary, if you will, feeling about what's going on. Of course, that could be the enemy as well, trying to wear us down. I do have a strong recommendation that you limit the amount of television and flat screen time you spend on anything being produced by the enemy. But mostly primetime television and movies in general are nothing but mere propaganda. They're pushing the leftist, communist, Jewish agenda left and right. They're pushing the homosexual agenda. They're pushing the transgender agenda, the pedophilia agenda. So are we into that time when it says the dragon's time is short and his anger would be great? Well, it could be. All I know is that there is a definite assault on our sensibilities, on our sense of moral right and wrong. The enemy is being very, very plain about where they stand on these issues. And so here again, are the white hats actually trying to take this country back and give it back to the people who founded it? Or is this just a ruse to get us to sort of sit back and then drop the hammer on us? Again, we don't really know. I do wish that folks would get in touch with me from time to time with suggestions about where to go forward and how to build our communities. We got to start doing something, all right? We've been talking to death about the scriptures, what they mean, what the lies of the Judeo-Christian church are, what the lies of the media are, the government under Jewish domination. I mean, on and on and on. We've been talking. We need to come up with some plans. We need to come up with some things that we can accomplish. We are adopting the attitude that we have to sit back and wait for them. We have to sit back and wait for a knight in shining armor to come and rescue us when we are his sons and daughters. It's very plain that it says that we are the ones who bring in his kingdom. We are the ones who will rule in the New Jerusalem with him as his administrators. His sons and daughters will be his administrators to the folks that are outside the walls of the New Jerusalem. So you can kind of see that all starting to shape up. But here again, why are we waiting? Why are we constantly waiting for somebody else to do everything when it's supposed to be us? I would love to hear from folks as to their point of view on this, because from where I'm sitting, it's us. You know, when people say, what's the problem? Well, it's us. Take a look in the mirror. I mean, what is stopping us? The word tells us that one with Yahweh is a majority. If Yahweh be for us, then who can be against us? So just as this latest rift has shown, we're our own worst enemies. As I told one brother who called me here recently, I said, you know, in all the years I've been on the radio, I've said quite a few things. I've had a ton of guests on who have been very explicit about who's causing the problem, what tribe they come from, and everything else. I said, in all those years, I've never had a Jewish organization attack me. I've never had a Jew call me up and berate me or make accusatory statements about me. Not once. Not once. Haven't had a minority call me and do that. Instead, I've had the members of my own house, or at least I'm assuming that they're members of our house? At this point, I'm not sure. Yahweh says to judge by the fruit. Well, I don't see the good fruit, to be honest with you. I really don't. So, any ideas on uniting of the family, the establishment of the ARC projects, our communities? If anybody's got any ideas on funding, certainly we would love to hear about it. In the meantime, what I'm telling everybody I know to do is what we've always been doing, is every day that comes along, we do Father's will as best we can. Be honest, be truthful, be just, be exemplary people under His law to do right in this world. I mean, the world is messed up because we got people in charge who have no morals. They have no scruples. They have no guidance. They have no moral compass, so to speak. And that's where we need to step in and execute His judgments. Psalm 149 makes it very, very clear that that is our function in this world, to be His battle axe and weapons of war, and to bring about the judgments written. We know the law, so who's going to implement the law if we don't force it? Does that make sense? So, please keep that in mind. According to the American intelligence media and several other websites, the deep state war as of tonight is supposedly on. Again, we're going to wait and see, and you know, hopefully it's what we're hearing is true. If it is true, then we're going to see some significant things happen where we may need to be ready to be assisting this happening, whether by actually physically going to the streets to support the good guys or in some other supportive role. But a war is coming regardless, all right? So we need to get ready for that. The other thing is I'm contemplating taking a temporary out-of-state job here. I do want to give a little heads up on that. If that comes about, it may disrupt things for a little bit. I will attempt to not let that happen, but the bills have to be paid, so we want to give everybody a heads up that this is something that could come about. For the folks who do support us and do send in something once in a while, we thank you from the bottoms of our heart here. It comes in very, very handy. I did mention I was rereading a book I had read years ago. You might find it interesting, America BC by Dr. Barry Fell. And he goes into great detail proving that the Israelites were here, much as the author Stephen Collins does in his series of books about the ancient Israelites and where they were, and how they've been over here in North and South America for thousands of years. So the evidence for all this, which supports the Bible, by the way, the evidence of all this is just amazing, absolutely amazing. One of the things I found interesting in Stephen Collins's book is the fact that the word Brazil for the country down there is an actual Paleo-Hebrew word that means iron. And isn't it interesting that 25% of the world's iron comes from Brazil? So our ancient ancestors living in that area gave it a name because of the iron ore that was being mined out of there and taken back to the Mediterranean Sea area and Palestine area of Palestine. So and other areas around the world. The evidence, again, of biblical truths and who we are and what we've accomplished in years past is all around us. It's a shame we don't take more pride in who we are and what we have accomplished and do more to wake up our brothers and sisters. These are serious times. There are people trying to literally eliminate our race. So it's not a time to sit back and just kind of let the world pass you by. I read a great article about Dr. William Pierce and the fact that George Bernard Shaw had a play about Don Juan in hell. The actual name of the play is Man and Superman, but Act Number 3, which is what most people know, is the discussion between Don Juan and Satan about the meaning of life. And this particular play affected Dr. Pierce extensively, because it was what are we to do with our life? And those of us on this radio show, we've known that, we've talked about this a long time. Our duty is to do the right things and understand that Yahweh's gift to us is life. What we do with this life is our gift back to Him. But that implies doing something with it. And that's something that Dr. Pierce struggled with, because he had been trained in the university to be a physicist, and apparently he was a pretty good one. But at the end of his life, he didn't want to look backwards and regret that he had not done something meaningful. In other words, make an impression on this world, you know, have an effect, and not just simply pass through this time on earth. So it's something we should all ask ourselves, because you can't prevent the death of the body. The spirit lives on, but the death of the body you can't prevent. So too many of our people today are worried about the death of the body as if that's the end and of all things. I mean, that everything's wrapped up in that, just extending life as long as you can do it. Well, that's what the enemy does. That's why they're into the pedophilia. That's why they're into the things that they're doing to children, because of their sick, demented way of prolonging their life and trying to stay young. Whereas our people, we should know better than that. I did want to ask Steve something here. Steve, I've unmuted you there, buddy. I just wondered if you had something you wanted to tell the folks or not.
Oh, no, Commander Dan, I was just listening this evening. Thank you, though.
Oh, okay. Very good. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. All right, very good. So I don't have a whole lot else for tonight, and one of the reasons I wanted to take advantage of this platform and depart from EFR, certainly the what I consider to be unjustified attacks had something to do with it, but to be honest with you, it was also the fact that I was asked to fill in a two-hour time slot, and they changed my times twice, which I don't have a problem with that. I'm a team player. I've played a lot of sports and team projects at work, so I know how to be a team player. That didn't bother me. But sometimes it felt like, you know, you're just filling airtime, and that's what the enemy does, and I don't want to do that. So I want to come on the air, get done what we need to do. You guys are busy. I'm busy. Everybody's busy, especially now. So this will allow the coming together, get the points made, get the information out there, and then sign off instead of just talking and talking and talking. Sometimes that's fun, but not every time. A lot of people don't have 2 hours in a day to devote to listening to even stuff that's beneficial. It's just a lot of time, especially today with an attention span. The average person's attention span is probably measured in minutes, like 3 to 5 minutes. That's it. Even years ago when we had more discipline, I had an instructor tell me one time, you should never conduct a meeting that lasts more than an hour. Never. 45 minutes would be probably tops, but never more than 60 minutes. And I said, why is that? He goes, because if you haven't made your point in 45 minutes to 60 minutes, then you're the problem. And besides that, the audience has already left you by the time you get to that point. They're tired, their butts are sore, they're thirsty, they need a smoke, whatever. So, again, this new venue, I believe, will help us in that regard. Keep the calls to a topic or an agenda, as we go forward, trying to get this information out there. And it, you can come to the calls if you have something to present, please. It doesn't always have to be just me. If you've got anything out there that's on your mind, or if you think it's of value to our brothers and sisters here in the United States or overseas or whatever, these calls will be recorded and made available. So this is a platform for me, but it's also a platform for you to present questions, to present ideas, a possible project, something we can physically do as a team, as a family. Those are what we're trying to do here. So keep that in mind. Keep that in prayer. Again, we're entering Pentecost, the 50th day from Passover, when Yeshua brought, and Yahweh brought the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and those gathered. Again, in Acts chapter 2, you can read about that. And what he's going to do with us, he's pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. Our daughters will prophesy, young men will see visions, old men will dream dreams, and I will show wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth beneath. That's what we're seeing happening. If you go back to the Greek language where those words are talking about, the Greek words imply things happening that cause your jaw to drop or your eyes to become wide open. Things that make you go in awe. So, in the heavens or in the ground beneath? And so, what did we just talk about? We got bad storms. We got earthquakes. We've got volcanoes. We've got the chemtrails going on. We've got the low-orbit satellite spying going on. We've got 5G getting ready to bombard us with microwave technology. So, signs in the heavens and in the earth. Things that make you go, what? Okay, so this scripture here in Acts chapter 2, not only for Pentecost, but for what it's telling us about the signs of the times. You might want to go back in your translation, whatever your translation is. They vary quite a bit, actually. So on your own, pick that up. Acts chapter 2, talking about Pentecost. I will keep a schedule on PastorDan.net on the radio/call page where any upcoming calls and or videos will be done. It'll be announced there, the time, the date, how you can participate if you wish, or just listen to the archive. It'll all be up there. So that makes it easier for me, and I think actually easier for you as well. Just go to that website from time to time and check that one page and see what's coming up. We do want everybody to participate. It's a team effort, folks. I can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. We're going to have to get through this thing working together. Scripture makes it pretty clear that that's what the Father is looking for. All this, the bottom line of what this is all about is who amongst my children will be the overcomers? Who amongst my children will have faith and do as I say? If you love me, obey my commandments. That's all the commandments, all of the scripture that deals with how we not only have a relationship with Father Yahweh, but we have a relationship with each other. And he will use those who get that message and get it right and put it into practice. Be ye doers and not hearers only of the word. I can't stress that enough. Be ye doers. It's not good enough just knowing it. You got to put it into practice. We do covet your prayers. We do hope everybody had a wonderful day today, and they'll have a wonderful Pentecost tomorrow. We're praying this is the time of the great jubilee. This is the time that Acts chapter 2 is talking about, in the last days when Father is going to set this nasty, nasty place right and bring the paradise that this earth was supposed to be back into fruition, and set his sons and daughters back in the position of administrators that we should never have given up. We should never allow the enemy to basically buy us off to allow them to subvert and destroy such a beautiful, beautiful place. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and shut her down. So thanks for tuning in, folks that are here live, and for the folks listening later on. Yahweh bless your hearts, and we'll be in touch. Stay strong, stay with the Father, reach out, network with one another, and always ask for our Heavenly Father to protect us from our enemies. And we ask all that in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.